This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. A proposal to force Colorado cities to allow more dense housing had a hearing at the Capitol Thursday. Nearly 300 people signed up to speak, including the mayor of Broomfield, Guylene Castriata.
We think removing local input from land use decisions would be a step in the wrong direction for our state. We're also concerned that the extra layers of bureaucracy and regulations in this bill would potentially restrict and convolute development of new housing instead of encouraging it.
It's taking longer for households with lower incomes to rebuild after the Marshall Fire that destroyed around 1,000 homes in Boulder County in 2021. CPR Sarah Mulholland reports.
Most households making less than $75,000 per year are still in the pre-permit stage of rebuilding. Meanwhile, less than 40% of those making more than $200,000 per year are still waiting on permits. That's according to a new study from the Urban Institute. Additionally, households with higher incomes have better insurance coverage plans that help them cover a greater share of rebuilding costs. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
Federal pandemic funding for food assistance has ended, and Colorado food banks are trying to make up for it. Extra federal money ended last month. Cheyenne Wilder said her family's monthly benefits were cut.
We had a big chunk of money for there. It was almost $1,000 a month for our food stamps, and then they cut it to $290. And now I'm not even sure if we're going to be getting it.
Colorado has more than 500,000 residents receiving benefits through the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program called SNAP. This is CPR News.